During the opening convention session, ranchers heard about positioning for success in an economic reset. In particular, Virginia Tech agricultural economist Dr. David Cole says beef producers are weathering tough times better than anyone else. However, Cole adds cattle on feed numbers have been hard to pinpoint.
We better keep an eye on what's occurring in the southern hemisphere of the world, because Argentina is in position to expand their herd 4 times. And of course, there can be a very major competitor, because their leader now no longer puts tariffs on their cattle. And so it's not only, I'm not going to say the Great Wall, but a wall here of cattle increasing here in North America, but it's the other parts of the world as well.
For North Dakota livestock producers, 2018 is truly a reset year, with recovering from the 2017 drought. While cattle prices remain steady, Cole forewarns producers about the storm clouds on the horizon.
And I think one of the things that the beef industry better align up with some of these consumer trends that are starting to occur, because yesterday they announced that the slider was going to go nationwide. That's a veggie burger. But one of the things is being able to develop strategy to counter there is going to be very, very critical for the long-term success of not only our beef industry, but the livestock industry in general, because the competition basically says we have a better carbon footprint.
This afternoon, policy and resolution committee meetings are taking place. Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson says electronic logging device regulations, RMA data, a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank funding, and more remain top priorities for cattle producers. Reporting Agriculture's Business from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Convention in Bismarck, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.